That news just breaking as we were about to get into my American wheat. We'll put that just to one side for a few seconds to tell you that this report that's been published by the US government says, and I quote, "We assess that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved an operation in Istanbul to capture or kill Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. We base this assessment," says US intelligence, "on the Crown Prince's control of decision-making in the kingdom, the direct involvement of a key advisor and members of Mohammed bin Salman's protective detail in the operation, and the Crown Prince's support for using violent measures to silence dissidents abroad, including Jamal Khashoggi." And the executive summary of this report goes on, "Since 2017, the Crown Prince has had absolute control of the kingdom's security and intelligence operations, making it highly unlikely that Saudi officials would have carried out an operation of this nature without the Crown Prince's authorization." So absolutely the United States laying the blame for the murder and dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi in the Istanbul consulate of Saudi Arabia at the door of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A senior administration official is quoted, "We've made it clear that this administration will not sweep anything under the rug." The official said that the release was in honor of Jamal and this horrific crime. "Our aim going forward is to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again." So this is going to put, Chris, enormous stresses and strains on the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Only yesterday, President Biden spoke to King Salman in Riyadh, the White House insistent over the last few days that the president would not speak and did not want on the call Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the 35-year-old who, as this report concedes, is essentially running everything in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The White House has said, well, it's counterpart to counterpart. So President Biden is the head of government and the head of state in the United States, and he should only be dealing with his counterpart at that level in Saudi Arabia, namely King Salman. That's undercut somewhat by the wording contained in this executive summary that basically confirms that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has complete control of decision making in Saudi Arabia. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the White House advances the idea that you can't have a direct relationship between the President of the United States and the Crown Prince, who is clearly running things in the kingdom. All of this coming, of course, off the back of a decision by President Biden to withdraw U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's violent repression of the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Remember that that has been carried out through a slew of military attacks over the last couple of years that have been carried out largely with American-provided weaponry, weaponry sold by the United States to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration went so far as to label the Houthi rebels a terrorist organization and absolutely gave Saudi Arabia carte blanche in terms of continuing its attack on those positions in Yemen. The Biden administration slammed the brakes on and did a 180 very shortly after President Biden took the oath of office. And that was the first signal we had that this storied and historic close alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia, where successive American presidents, Republicans and Democrats as well, have often been faulted for supporting Saudi Arabia through thick and through thin, not doing enough, in some cases not doing anything to urge Saudi Arabia to implement a broader program of improved human rights in the country. It's only been within the last couple of years that we've seen women being able to drive in Saudi Arabia, various other nebulous political reforms taking place in the kingdom, critics of US policy have long argued that successive American presidents could have done more to prod Saudi Arabia down that path much earlier. So where all this goes now in terms of the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, given that the central player in the Saudi government, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is being accused by the US government of approving an operation in Istanbul to capture or kill Jamal Khashoggi. And remember that while Jamal Khashoggi was a Saudi citizen, he was also a legal resident of the United States. Not an American citizen, but he had a green card, the thing that you have if, like me, you're a foreigner living in the United States over the long term, but you don't have citizenship. And that green card, that permanent residence status, is supposed to afford you some considerable degree of legal protection from the United States government. It's interesting that they don't, in this summary that has been put out, point out that Jamal Khashoggi was a permanent resident of the United States. They very much define all of this through the prism of him being a Saudi journalist. But there's no question that this is going to create monumental wrinkles and difficulties ahead in the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And it's going to be very interesting to see over the months and years that lie ahead just how the Biden administration plans to calibrate all of that.